What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com mobile studios aboard the brand new Carnival Sunshine. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Make sure you're following along with our social media hashtag, CCL Sunshine.
We are back in the Med, this time aboard Carnival Cruise Line's brand spanking new ship, Carnival Sunshine.
What they did is basically gut Carnival Destiny, put it in dry dock in Italy, and it came out as Carnival Sunshine, and a gorgeous ship it is.
Doug, with all the changes, is the ship bigger now?
The passenger count on this ship is 3,006 folks. So yeah, it did get bigger because they added 186 additional staterooms. They also added a half deck and a partial deck to the ship while it was in dry dock.
There's actually so much material to cover while we're in the Mediterranean that we're doing the Carnival Sunshine show in two parts. So on this show, we'll talk to President and CEO Jerry Cahill.
Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network will stop by, as well as travel writer Chris Owen.
And from his radio show, Traveling, Paul Lasley will talk to us. But first, senior editor of Cruise Critic UK, Adam Coulter is here. Welcome back to Cruise Radio, Adam.
Hey, good to be back.
I think it's safe to say we're all enjoying the ship. What are your first impressions?
Well, you know what? This is my first time on a Carnival ship. I have had a look around Breeze, so I got a view of what Carnival ships were like, these new Funship 2.0s, the new changes that have been put in place. And what's really interesting to me is this whole backstory about Sunshine, the fact that this was an old ship that has had the biggest refit, a unique refit. No one's ever done this. And I got to say, I haven't been on Destiny, but it's very hard to tell where Destiny ends and where Sunshine begins. I mean, this really is an impressive refit.
Did you see any of the transformation videos that Peter Gonzalez had put together for the in-house TV?
Yeah, no, I did. I watched it yesterday, and it's incredible how much stuff was done. What really struck me was how they had this whole plan in place that they were doing for, I think Jerry Cahill said, for about, I don't know, 2 years before. They were saying how they were going to run this whole thing, and they had all these thousands of people working 24/7 for a period of 49 days, I think it was. But what struck me was how you had to coordinate this whole plan, and they had to start from the bottom up. So they couldn't make the changes at the top, because obviously if they did those, they couldn't get to the ones at the bottom. And they were cutting these huge holes in the side of the ship to move things in and take panels out. I mean, it's really mind-blowing that the level of change that they've done on this.
Well, let's start with some of the changes aboard Carnival Sunshine. Just start with food. What do you think of the new food venues added?
As I said, I was on Breeze for a day. I enjoyed their tandoor, their Indian cuisine kitchen place. But, you know,
Which is the name of it, actually. Indian Kitchen Place.
Oh, well, there we go, Indian Kitchen Place. But, I've got to say, yesterday we ate in Gigi at this new Asian place, and it was absolutely outstanding. The food I've had on there is as good as I've had in any London restaurant. The service was great. The food was exceptional. The venue was really lovely. It was outstanding. I was really, really impressed. And, you know, I think maybe some people, they have this perception, you come on a Carnival ship and, you know, it's all going to be the self-service buffet type thing. But these specialty restaurants that they've got on here are really outstanding.
Yeah, Gigi's only $12.
Affordable.
That struck me as well. I mean, Fahrenheit 555 was great. You know, I enjoy a good steak. $35 a head, though, is pretty steep. Gigi, for me, was a bargain at $12 a head.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really, that was great value. I mean, they could probably push that up a bit, to be honest. I mean, that was good. But, you know, in terms of variety of cuisine, and I think that's what Carnival is now aiming a bit more towards, is about mixing it up a bit. So, you know, okay, this Bonsai Sushi, which is not open yet, but will open in September. There's another example of how they're catering to a more sophisticated palate, more sophisticated taste. And Gigi is about that. You know, it's about people who want a little bit of Asian stuff, a little bit of spicy cuisine, and I think it really caters well for that.
Let's move to the Lido deck, because it seems to be action-packed these days with the Serenity, the Guy's Burger joint, and so on out there. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, I mean, what's interesting with that is this whole Serenity piece. So you've got three decks put aside to adults only. Now, what struck me and what I did ask, I was asking Jerry yesterday, is Carnival is all about the kids. You know, I mean, yesterday they said they're the biggest carrier of kids of any cruise line, 720 odd thousand kids per year. Yet they put aside this huge piece of real estate on this ship just for adults. Now, I found that a little bit difficult to understand because they are all about kids. But as Jerry explained, well, you know, they've increased the size of the ship, so they've got to increase the size of the areas that people can get away from kids. But also at the same time, they've got the whole waterworks thing going on and the ropes course. So you've got one side of the ship, the aft, or aft, as you would say in America.
Right. Stupid Yanks.
And then you've got the front, which is all dedicated to the adults. And I think that combination works well, you know. So the great thing with the Serenity is that, as you were saying, Doug, you've got the situation where the lower bit of the Serenity overlooks the Lido deck. So it's actually really noisy. It's not serene at all. But the higher you go up and the further back you go, the quieter it gets. And today, for example, I found one of these huge cabanas, which incidentally, you don't have to pay for. You just put your towel down and you've got it. And you could just relax there. It was completely quiet. So I do think it actually really worked.
Were you able to take in any of the entertainment?
Yeah. Yesterday we went to the main theater, Liquid Lounge, and they put on a show. When I was told this is going to be a walk through the greatest rock songs of the 60s, 70s, 80s, I thought, oh no, here we go again. You know what I mean? Another cruise show. I find it really difficult to put into words how incredible it was. The graphics on this huge screen behind the performers, and they were kind of working with those graphics. There was a bit at the beginning where there was these huge crows flying over the screen, and the performer was kind of dancing and moving with the graphics. It was absolutely, it was like a Vegas show, and I've seen Cirque in Vegas. And I tell you, this was possibly even better. The songs you recognize, they're all classic rock songs, obviously, but the way they'd done it was absolutely outstanding. So they put a great new riff on what a lot of people would think, oh, well, this is the traditional, you know, here we go, rock songs, but they'd done it in such a way that I think it was unique and mind-blowing, to be honest. I was really impressed by it. I
want to touch upon the announcement that Jerry Cahill made regarding the new ship in 2016, Vista.
Vista, yeah. I mean, it was great that he revealed the name of the ship and a few more details on it. And Jim Barra, who's head of marketing, he said that Carnival would be focusing on three main areas of improvement or change anyway. And they were dining, entertainment, and the whole kids piece as well. So, I mean, I think what's really interesting is the new ship is going to be almost like a, you know, it's 2.0 taken on that much further. And somebody asks, will it be a Dream Class ship? And Jim wouldn't answer. So I suspect that this next ship, Vista, will be a Vista Class ship. And that is going to set the pace for the next few Carnival ships to come.
He is Senior Editor UK, Cruise Critic, Adam Coulter. As always, it's a great pleasure talking to you, man.
It's always a great pleasure talking to you as well, Matt. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the time.
Cheers, mate. Right. He always loves seeing us come around the corner. President and CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, Jerry Cahill. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Pause, quiet. Right. Oh, you know, I'm always glad to be here. You guys have the most unusual questions I ever get the whole year.
No, don't be ridiculous. I want to thank you so much for letting us take over your office. However, we did actually request a platter of foie gras on toast points and some goat cheese on Belgian endive, or is it endive? But that's not here yet. If you could check on that, that would be super.
Let me explain one thing to you.
Okay.
My wife is a diehard vegan. No way. That's coming.
No, not going to happen? All right. Well, very well then. Roughly $155 million for the transformation here on Carnival Sunshine. What do you think? Worth the price tag?
To me, yes.
Yes,
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
Absolutely not.
I said no.
I mean, if you look at it, we've got roughly 3,000 passenger ship that looks like it's brand new, right? And so for an incremental investment of $155 million, it has all the features Actually, it even has some features Carnival Breeze doesn't have. And it's a ship that was built in 1996, and you wouldn't know it. So, yeah, I think it's worth it.
The ship's been in service a little over a month now. As far as your guest satisfaction surveys, you have, what, 24, 25 branded elements on here? Are folks liking it?
Oh, they love it. I mean, yeah. It's interesting because everybody has their favorite spots. And it mm-hmm. depends a little bit on your personality. You're going to find, I don't know if you guys have a tendency to get around, as I recall, from past some trips with you guys, but go to the piano bar, right? They had a real loyal following. You see the same people in there every night. Red Frog Pub will have the same sorts of things. And the scores have been fantastic. I mean, the food venues on this, our dining venues are unbelievable. So I think we're on the right track. You know, we've never had as many alternative dining venues, maybe some of the other brands have. And we've done that a little bit more on this because we always want to have a great value proposition for our guests. But the guests, you know, they seem to like it. And the pricing we put on them are very reasonable. We don't have a particularly high price. I think we're going the right way.
This is actually Matt's first time in a library. He's never been in a library before.
What are books? The good news for Matt is there's a bar here, too.
Yes.
And he has been to a bar.
And you've had some influence on the library bar and the Red Frog Pub, right?
Those are my only areas of influence. The rest of the team did everything else. But, you know, I've always been a pub sort of guy. Mm-hmm. I like beer. Personally, I think our guests like that kind of an environment. And so I said we should have a pub. And the team actually came up with the idea of the Red Frog because it's a little more whimsical,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
And then this particular venue, the library bar, was designed for me because it's for senior citizens. it's meant to be a place that's a little more quiet.
Well, I really love the wine vending machines. And I understand you are actually on the Miami City Council. You are actually pushing for an initiative to get wine vending machines in the downtown public library in Miami and in the public schools. Is this correct?
I mean, the books have got to go. We need more room
for allegiance, wine bottles. No books. Got it. Okay, good. Well, I hope that all passes. Big announcement regarding something happening in 2016.
Yeah, we did announce today the name of the ship,
yeah,
the Carnival Vista, and I see you already tweeted it out.
I don't know what
you
speak of.
The only reason I know that is our chairman sent me a tweet and says, what's this?
Oh, nice. I take full credit for that.
I'm actually not sure. Did I forget to tell him? But Vista kind of, it's like a breeze, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, our names are kind of about the environment, about kind of being outdoors, kind of looking around and being exposed to the great outdoors, right? Because, you know, our ships... To me, if you go upstairs and you go up to the top deck on this ship, the outdoors, and see what we've done with the spaces, I believe that is the heart and soul of any cruise ship, what you do with your outdoor spaces. Because why do you go on a cruise? I mean, otherwise you might as well be in a hotel, right?
Right.
And so you want to be outdoors. And so, you know, Vista, you go upstairs, the views you get, go up, and you must have already done this, I know you guys, the top of the water slide, mm-hmm. that tower,
mm-hmm.
you are up there.
You are.
Right? Yeah. You really get a view from up there.
Yeah. We know you're busy. You got to get on. I just got to ask you, though, what is your favorite spot on Carnival Sunshine?
Oh, it's got to be the Red Frog Pub. I'm a pub guy at heart.
All right.
I love it. I love it.
Ours, too. We like whatever you like, Jerry.
As I recall from prior ships, you guys were like a fixture in the pubs.
We were. But we drained the kegs the first first time around on Magic. So.
But we got smart. We ordered five times as much beer for you.
Not going to work. Still, we're going to train it. Right. Jerry Cahill, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a great pleasure to see you.
I enjoy it. You guys are the best.
Transforming the Carnival destiny to Carnival Sunshine. Cruise Radio is there.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest growing cruise talk radio show in the nation.
And he's with us once again, travel writer Chris Owen. Welcome to Carnival Sunshine.
It's always a pleasure to be here at Cruise Radio and on Carnival Sunshine.
Of course. What are your first impressions?
Fabulous. It was on the ship and it was Carnival Destiny several times. And this treatment of Funship 2.0 to make it into Carnival Sunshine has been a win for them.
You were just on Carnival Destiny about a year ago. Mm-hmm. How is the transition for you?
Well, it feels real. It's very comfortable. It was a well-laid-out ship before, and they've done things to this with taking out the old venues that were dated and not so relevant, and putting all 25 elements of the Carnival Funship 2.0 initiative onto this ship. It's the only ship that's got them all, and it's all working very well together.
In regards to the transformation specifically with Deck 9, what do you think?
Deck 9 used to be a covered pool area, and you would walk off the buffet area and walk straight back there, and it was a hot tub on either side and a pool.
And a little bar area
that was there too. And they've taken it and made it on one side Gigi's Asian restaurant, and on the other side, the Italian place that you say so well. That's called
Cucina del Capitano.
That's the one, yeah. And then right in the middle is Havana Bar, which is also a neat new venue. And you see people going in for either one of those things, or just coming off the buffet with their plate full of food and going out into a neat new area to sit to enjoy it in.
We actually filmed a video series on here back in February, and we did a shoot right back there. Under the where the roof,
retractable roof
happens. Yeah. It was very cool seeing that now, and how they actually stacked the waterworks on top of it was very cool. Do you have time for some listener questions?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Pam from Flagler Beach asks, most of the promenade decks on Carnival ships look the same. Did they really transform the whole promenade or just change existing venues and stores?
Well, it's a totally different deal. They've taken everything that was there is gone. To a certain extent. What was a sports bar is still a sports bar. It's now the EA sports bar with huge LED screens that mm-hmm. play things all the time. And it also is in the same general location in relationship to this casino, which makes sense for a sports bar to be. But other areas, cherry on top, that sweet shop that they have, used to be a formalities shop that was Carnival's old place where you would rent your tuxedo and that sort of thing, which is, you know, those days are long gone. So
also the Alchemy Bar is brand new back there, and the Red Frog Pub.
Yep. And the Red Frog Pub is huge.
Yeah, bigger than Carnival Breeze and Carnival Magic.
All put together. It doesn't open out onto the outer deck, because if it did, you'd fall off the ship.
Right.
It's in the wrong place. There's no deck there. But otherwise, it's a very, very nice venue. Very popular, too, as you would expect it to be. I think that's probably, of all the new dining and entertainment places, Red Frog Everything has got to be the big winner.
For sure. Pete Lee from Facebook asks, I hear the Serenity area is anything but serene with a Jumbotron right on top of you. Do you have comments on that?
Yeah, you'd think it would be, too, because the Jumbotron is just right across the deck from it. But first of all, there's a water feature, a fountain, mm-hmm. that is going all the time, which drowns out the sound of that pretty much. especially if you go around to the other side of the funnel, which is also part of the Serenity deck. We used to call it the makeout deck. Well, my kids did anyway.
Inspiration Point, Blueberry Hill.
All of those things. Yeah, it was very popular. I don't know where the kids are going now, but I feel like walking up to some adolescents and saying, where's the makeout deck now? Could you tell me that? But that would be a little odd, don't you think?
I know what first base, second base, and third base is these days, too.
It would be a good thing.
Yeah, there is a Jumbotron, you know, about 100, 200 feet away from Serenity. But Serenity's not just right there. It goes more forward in the ship.
Sure, it goes all the way around to the front of the ship, and it's a quiet place anyway. And there's nothing from the pool area that makes it that far. The water feature, the fountain, drowns out all the sound, for the most part.
Lastly, Brittany Botino from Twitter asks, "How different are the staterooms from Carnival Destiny?"
Well, all new. They gutted them. And I don't know what they did with the bathrooms, but the showers are huge, and they weren't before. They reconfigured the whole thing. It's an entirely new space. They took the tube sets out, of course, and a big cavernous space that held that tube set is now storage, and there's a flat screen mounted on the wall, which adds a lot of space. Lots of shelving under the bed, of course, is still a place for storage, but it's nicely laid out. It's the same. It's as though they took the cabins off of, like, say, the Breeze or a brand new ship and stuck them on this one. And I don't know that they didn't actually. I'm sure they were modeled after those, but they feel very much like brand new cabins, and I think they are.
Thank you, travel writer Chris Owen.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yes, it is.
Hanging out in the Red Frog Pub aboard Carnival Sunshine. This is Cruise Radio.
She is here in the flesh, Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Welcome to Carnival Sunshine, and welcome to Cruise Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always great to be with you guys.
We've taken over the Red Frog Pub, and one of our favorite places, so it's just perfect for us to just sit here and have a drink and chat. What are your first impressions of Sunshine?
I am so impressed with this ship because it really does offer something for everybody. They've really expanded some of the key areas, and since I do specialize in families, the areas that families are really going to love on this ship, Waterworks is killer with these new slides. It's going to be really super for families. They're really enjoying it. I'm really looking forward to getting down those slides. So you have a choice of yellow, green, or blue, and you can just pick out which one you want. Sports Square is fantastic. You know, and the Serenity area is so great, too, because sometimes when the kids are in the kids' programs having a great time, parents just want to kick back and relax someplace and just enjoy themselves, and that three-tiered area is beautiful.
So we just learned that Carnival carries over 700,000 kids per year. They have something for kids of all ages on board?
Yeah, absolutely, they do. You know, it's interesting. Carnival carries more kids than any other cruise line. So, you know, those numbers, they really understand that they really need to cater to kids of all ages. So they start their actual free full-time kids program at 2 years of age, which is fantastic, and it goes all the way up to age 17. And there are specific daily programs for kids of all those ages. So they do a very, very great job with all their programs.
Nancy, we have a listener question from Martina Jacobs. She emailed comments at cruiseradio.net. She writes, "I'm following your hashtags on social media and want to know about the kid programs. Have you had a chance to check it out, and did it change with the refit?"
Well, absolutely. I did check it out. I checked out all of the three different spaces for, you know, the kids, you know, 3 and up to 11, and then the younger tweens and teens. And yes, they did. The spaces were expanded by 25% for the kids' programs. So they're much larger now. The actual programs themselves, though, haven't changed. This is the same Camp Carnival program that people have known and loved for, you know, ages. So they've done a very good job keeping the program the same, but expanding the spaces because they understand that they're going to be carrying even more kids on board.
Nancy, we know you're busy and you got to go, but before you hop, let us know your favorite spot on Carnival Sunshine.
Without a doubt, it would be Waterworks. I am a water slides fanatic, and so I'm very, very excited about them having the longest water slides here on board. So this is their biggest water park that they have on any ship, and I'm psyched.
Thank you, Nancy.
No worries. Thank you. Love being here.
From the beautiful library bar aboard Carnival Sunshine, this is Cruise Radio.
We always enjoy running into him. We've traveled with him before. From the syndicated radio show Traveling with Paul Lasley and Elizabeth Harriman, it's Paul Lasley. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
It is so good to be here. You know, you are legends.
Is that right?
Yes, you are legends. I'm not going to go into where, but you are legends.
I don't know if I want to know.
I'm privileged to be here with you.
On the late night scene.
Okay, then. Well, it was really cool to eat dinner with you at Gigi's Asian Kitchen, and I was curious what your thoughts were on that.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, there are other lines that try and do Asian food. Carnival has nailed it.
Traveled to many Asian countries.
I do. I love going to Hong Kong. I've eaten in arguably some of the best Chinese restaurants on earth. It's good. Yeah. I mean, they're not sort of dumbing down the cuisine for, quote, that American kind of thing. This is the real thing.
Right.
And there are dishes there I would be proud to have in any restaurant in the world, especially, the dumplings. I don't, somebody in that kitchen has got down this mm-hmm. sense of dumplings. The translucent pink shrimp, filled ones are just as good as anything you get in Hong Kong.
Wow.
Let's talk about the outdoor areas on Carnival Sunshine. What are your thoughts on the new and improved Lido area?
You know, it's amazing. First of all, you have the Blue Iguana Cantina in there, which has really good, again, we're talking about the Chinese food in the Asian restaurant. The Blue Iguana has some remarkable Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
It's
totally.
Yeah, the tortillas could be a little better, but then again, I get handmade tortillas at
right,
home.
Right.
The other thing is the amazing, Guy Fieri's branded hamburger joint in there. They serve 1,000 to 1,500 hamburgers a day. And, when you think each one is probably at least 1,000 calories, that's an enormous amount of calories.
Yeah.
That's around the pool area. But the outdoor area in general is really remarkable. They've got some good bars in there that are very popular. And you get the feeling, everything on the Carnival Sunshine seems to be geared to, this sounds like the ad copy, but having fun. People really are having fun. You walk around this ship and you find people enjoying themselves, and it's multi-generational. There's so many kids, so many families, and it's summer, the break is on. They're having a ball here.
We have a listener question, if you don't mind, Paul.
No.
From Savannah Cooper. From the UK, she writes, if there was one not-to-miss area or feature on Carnival Sunshine, what would you say it is?
Be the food. Yeah. This one of the things that we've been saying for years is that the best value in cruising is on Carnival because of the food. First of all, the kitchen staff is largely Indian. They're extraordinary chefs. These are not people, out of the sort of the union hiring hall or
right.
whatever. These are people who are at the top of their game, and they come here. If you want Indian food on this ship, you can get something that rivals anything in Mumbai or Chennai or anywhere in India. The other thing is the Fahrenheit 555 Steakhouse, which is really not so much a steakhouse, but a very upscale, sophisticated dining experience. And, of course, Gigi's, where we were tonight. And, there's a coffee bar here. There's just amazing stuff wherever you look. And so the top feature on Carnival is the food. And I'll support that with anybody who wants to dispute it, because Carnival is the best value in cruising today. There's no question about it.
Very good. You can find him at ontravel.com. The show is Traveling with Paul Lasley and Elizabeth Harriman. Paul, thanks for being with us, man.
Thank you, guys. It's a real pleasure.
All right, that's going to do it. Coming up next week on Part 2, we'll cover the over 24 branded new features aboard Carnival Sunshine.
And don't forget, you can follow along under hashtag CCL Sunshine on social media.
From the TripInsurance.com mobile studios aboard Carnival Sunshine, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. From the beautiful library bar, Abar Abibabu. Got a little phlegm. Oh, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Here we go. Walk down the street. Forget Spidey's stuff. I'm your announcer.